Welcome to another episode of We're Disappointed, the show where two average folk talk about things in media, in society, in life that tend to be disappointing.
So I want anyone that's listening to this episode to know that Gigi is walking around at my desk. So if you hear strange noises, it's her. She's super cute.
On my side, though, I have fans blowing and I have the windows cracked, so you may hear some night creatures and you may also hear fans. It's too hot to not have it. I'm sorry. You have to deal with it. This is why we didn't record for most of the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's not hella humid over on your side of things, it's like 110 over on my side of things.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to get cool on Saturday, though. It's supposed to be like 75.
Oh, that's going to be nice. And, like, low humidity?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, perfect weather.
Like, it's supposed to rain, but I feel like the trade-off is still enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll be low enough humidity.
How's everyone digging this weather talk? It's pretty exciting, right?
I mean, it's not the greatest segue, but here we go. This week's episode, we're talking about fashion. Just various facets of it. How it affected our lives. I have to fix my chair or get a new chair. That's not fashion related, but just a note. Alright, so, first question. My chair will stop. Do you consider yourself fashionable?
Not at all.
Why not?
I just am not. I'm not a fashionable person.
What's fashionable to you?
I feel that someone who is fashionable, like, pays attention to fashion in some respect and, like, makes an effort to present some kind of a look, like, actually, like, has, like, more of a conscious, like, motivation for their dress other than I need to be presentable in public.
So, like, is it the intention or is it just the look? Because I mean, sometimes you don't know the person's intention. They can look put together, but that might not be the intention.
I mean, I guess maybe a little bit of both. I do feel that having some sort of intention is important. And I feel that, like, the look itself, I guess maybe the look isn't as important, because even if I don't necessarily agree that it's fashionable, if the person was trying that they were choosing their pieces deliberately with, like, some sort of eye, then I might not understand that, but they would still be fashionable, just not to my aesthetic.
So
that makes sense.
So it's subjective, but I mean, I don't know.
I feel like it's an art form. Right? To a certain extent, it's an art.
I guess, depending on who you talk to.
Would you consider it to be an art?
Not really.
Why not?
I feel it's too, for a lot of it, too focused on what other people think.
Well, I feel like a lot of art is like that anyway.
Some, but I mean, who calls it art?
Well, I mean, that's just opening a whole can of worms.
I don't know. It depends on what the motivation is. Because, like,
okay, so for you, it's intent, too.
I guess. It's like, sometimes it's intent. Sometimes it's, like, something that just looks nice to me. I could consider it like, my definition of fashionable is just not looking a mess. And it's like, you can pick your pieces with intention and still look a fucking mess.
True.
And, like, that, to me, that is not fashionable. Like, for them, I guess it could be, since they put all this effort in. Like, some aesthetics, like, what's that one that I just came across? Fucking Warcore or some shit?
Yeah.
Like, that's not fashionable to me. I'm sure that girl went hunting around for those pieces so she could look like she's, like, ready to jump on a battlefield or something. But it's just a fucking mess.
Well, I mean, it still is a fashion, right? She is being fashionable by engaging in that kind of fashion. It's just not to your taste.
But what is definition of fashion? Of fashion, being fashionable.
Well, I feel that we, like, kind of covered that with, at least our idea of it is, like, the intention or motivation behind it. Like I said, mine's just
looking nice and not looking a mess. The definition of fashionable, dictionary definition, is influenced or representing a current popular trend or style. Dressing or behaving according to the current trend. But I feel like what we're talking about is something other than that.
Yeah, like, I don't think it necessarily has to follow current trends. Though I think it can be informed by that.
But it doesn't have to. The majority of people do that, though.
Follow current trends?
Yeah, like, well, even though we've probably never heard of that trend before, she heard of it. Like, I'm pretty sure she didn't make that up herself.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that is the case with a lot of different art, is that a lot of it is mimicry. Like, I don't know why this example occurred to me, but I remember us talking about it fucking years ago. Like, do you remember Night Vale? And how, like, one person decided that the main guy who talks, can't remember his name Cecil. Now. Like, thank you. Like, looked a certain way. Like, he was, like, a skinny white guy with, I think, like, a waistcoat or something like that. I don't know. And then, like, everyone and their mother, like, that's how they were going to draw him. Like, regardless of the fact that there was no actual official art of him, like, no one actually knew what he looked like. He never described himself. It was just, like, one person drew him that way. And so then everyone was drawing him that way. And so I just feel that, like, a lot of art is imitation. I mean, to be truly original is something special indeed.
Well, I don't want to look... Well, you can approach it from the art perspective. I'm just going to approach it more from a pragmatic mm-hmm. perspective. But like that right there, that's the definition of fashionable, though. Like, they're just doing it because someone else did it. They're influenced by what someone else did. Like, that's directly the definition.
Well, maybe it's the difference between fashion and fashionable, because fashion, maybe that's more of the attempt to be original and to, like, conceive of new things. Fashionable is following those new things that people have already established. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, that's not the dictionary definition, but I get what you're saying.
Well, I feel that that fashionable definition gave
fashion, approaches it's like a similar thing, though. Popular trend, especially in styles of dress, a manner of doing something, making into, that's different. Completely, as the verb form. But to move on from the definition, what are we going to talk about now?
Well, would you consider yourself fashionable?
I absolutely do not. I feel like I've been called that, but I do not, because I don't chase trends, simply because I cannot do that, because I am a hard size to find clothes for.
Well, I wouldn't consider you someone who chases trends, but I would consider you someone who has intention behind her fashion choices. Like, I do feel, like, I feel that you have a unique take on fashion. Like, the outfits that you put together are always interesting to me. Like, I feel that, like, I at least I don't see, like, them, like, that very often. And I always find them aesthetically pleasing.
I appreciate that. But my intention is, how fat do I look in this? That's it. And look, does this fit? Do I have a whole bunch of rolls on the side? No? Okay, we're good to go. Is this shirt, like, my main, like, in college, I could never, like, hold on a sec. Fucking hot. I take my shirt off. Like, in college, I could never find a shirt that was long enough for me. Like, I probably mentioned this before, but I'm 6 feet tall. And I'm, like, an extra large most places. And at that time, like, if like from the time I hit 6 feet, which was like when I was like maybe 13 or 14, until fairly recently, it's been a struggle to find mm-hmm. clothes that fit. And it's like I was in love with all those stupid shirts with like stuff on it that like kind of like you would see in like the Big Bang Theory. Like, not that cringe, but approaching that level. Oh, like
the graphic tees?
Yeah, just, like, with shit on mm-hmm. like, fun shit. And just, they never, ever hit my waistband. Like, ever. And people would think I was doing that on purpose. And it's like, oh, you're showing off your belly, blah, blah, blah. It's like, bitch, no. The shirt just don't fit. It's like, my other option was to either get a shirt that was, like, too big and would be baggy mm-hmm. everywhere, or to wear, like, a men's shirt. And then, like, at some point, I did just wear men's shirts, like, when I was working at my last job. Like, that's what I had to do, because, like, I just wanted to be comfortable. That's also my mm-hmm. intention. Just being comfortable, and, like, when your clothes are too short, it's like you're constantly, oh, is my back out? I have to pull my pants up.
Yeah, I have to constantly adjust.
Yeah, and it's, like, it sucks. It's like,
that's why I don't understand, like, why 90s fashion is coming back. Because it's just, like for real. Like, you just want your muffin top out all the time. Like, you want your ass crack hanging out all the time. Like, that's what it was. Yeah. And it's just so disappointing. Like, I thought that we moved on as a society.
Everything comes back. Like, when we were kids, didn't, like, bell bottoms come back?
Yeah, it was, like, 70s stuff.
Everything's in a loop.
Yeah, but it's just, like, I don't know. I just feel that, like, we should have learned that, like, basically, unless you were, like, just absolutely stick thin, like, 90s fashion really didn't work for you.
No.
And so it's just, like, I feel that, like, we should have learned from that. Like, you could still have it be inspired by the 90s, even though I think that the 90s was ugly. But, like, you don't have to, like, make it uncomfortable.
No, the people who were around then learned. The people who are doing it now refuse to learn from the mistakes of the past. Like, what'd you call it? Just doomed to history's doomed to repeat itself. Like, I know there's a little caveat about, you know, if you forget it or whatever, but it's just like, it doesn't even matter. People just want to repeat shit that's already been done in a variety of things.
It's disappointing.
Yep. But, like, yeah, I never really could get into that kind of stuff, because it was like, there was a brief window in my early adolescence where I was like a normal-ish size. I want to say like junior high school, where I could wear, like, in my junior high, after like 7th grade, I think, 6th and 7th grade, they wanted us to wear uniforms.
Mm.
And everybody else was relatively small. So they could go to the uniform store, like, in New York is this place called Cookies. I think it's still around. And it's like, you tell them what school you go to, and they know the colors, and they would just show you what was there. I fucking couldn't do that. Mm. I had to try to cobble together pieces from, like, Lane Bryant. Like, I was a heavier kid. Lane Bryant and Ashley Stewart and shit like that. And they all look like someone's grandma's clothes. Or someone's aunt's, like, business casual. And, like, as, like, a 13-year-old, a 12-year-old, an 11-year-old, like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, even though it was just a uniform, it's, like,
it's no still one embarrassing.
Else, yeah, like, no one else had a waist that was, like, at their natural waist, at their natural waist for pants. And then, what was it? When I could wear regular clothes. Like, that's around the time, like, I got to wear bell-bottoms, because someone thought, oh, maybe big girls want to wear bell-bottoms. Of course, I couldn't wear them to school, but it was, like, something kind of on trend for the time, and they mm-hmm. sucked. I had, like, one pair, and I was like, you know what? Never again. I hate them. It's just too much fabric.
Did you just
hate
that they, like, dragged all over the floor all the time?
I didn't like they dragged. I didn't like there was so much space between my leg and the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am a strict skinny jeans and leggings as pants advocate, because, like, I don't know, I just like knowing where the fabric is, because I know it's not going to rip, and mm-hmm. it's not going to get caught on something. Like, if I wanted to ride my bike, like, I fucking couldn't do that in bell bottoms.
Oh no.
You have to roll that shit all the way up to the knee. But yeah, So, now that I can actually find clothes, like, I'm a little, I branch out a little bit. Like, oh, I like how this looks. Or, like, my motivation this summer with getting tops was that scarab necklace. It's like, does this look good with this necklace? Will this look good with this necklace? I got, like, a couple of things that I can wear that with. But yeah, like, that's, like, it's interesting looking to you, but to me, it's just, am I comfortable? Like, that's more observer than my intention as far as the perception of, is it fashionable?
Hmm.
But, like, just to talk about the fashion industry for a little bit, and because it's, you know, a little related to what I was talking about, I fucking hate them. Like, I was not part of, you know, the first wave of bigger children. Or, like, just bigger young people. Like, why the fuck did this place wait until, like, literally 2005 to start putting in more on-trend, or at least just, at the very least, cute, and doesn't look like something someone would wear to court or to work at the DMV? In their clothes, like, in their stores. Like, that shit didn't make no sense. Like, I'm sure they thought, oh, it's not fashionable. I was like, what do you think bigger people want to wear? Just, like, fucking muumuus all the time? When they're not at work?
You just don't give a fuck.
No. No. I mean, I don't really wear, like, a bigger, like, I wear mostly, like, the biggest end of, like, straight sizes. I don't really wear plus sizes anymore. But, like, I'm glad someone started caring, even though I'm pretty sure most of that is, like, people trying to, like, make their own brands and their own designs and stuff to, like, fit their own bodies. Like, you fucking shouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But at least there's options out there now for people. Well, that said, even though I have more options now, I still fucking hate shopping for clothes.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Why don't you like shopping for clothes?
Because I just feel like it just never really looks right on me. Like, I do not consider myself to be a fashionable person. I am mostly just concerned of, like, is it going to cover me in an appropriate way and be appropriate for this setting? And is it comfortable? And it's just, like, whenever I, like, try something on, like, it never looks as good as I, like, think that it's going to look. And so I feel like I always just have to, like, settle. Mm. And so it's just, I don't know, it's just always disappointing.
I feel, number one, that's, like, a little bit of body dysmorphia, just speaking from personal experience. And the way I kind of deal with that is you buy the clothes, right? You try them on. If they seem like they fit, like, you know, nothing's uncomfortable, nothing's riding up, ask someone else how they look. If they look okay, then you just deal with it. Like, you don't look at it and agonize, like, you don't look in the mirror and agonize over, oh, this looks like this, this, like, no. It feels comfortable, you like the fit, you like the fabric, just fucking go. Just do it.
No, I mean, that's basic. Like, I just judge by comfort. Mm. Like, I'm gonna look like a piece of shit, like, no matter what I wear, so Fair. It doesn't really matter. Like, so, like, is it comfortable? Is it, like, my ass isn't hanging out? Like, is it, like, covering everything it needs to cover? Okay, I'll get it. Like, whatever. I'm not gonna find anything that I think I look good in, so what's the fucking point?
You just gotta get it because you like how it looks on the, what you call it, on the fucking rack, on the hanger.
Like, mannequin. I'll usually, like, I'll get it, like, based on, maybe I like the color, mm-hmm, or something like that. But, yeah, I don't like shopping for clothes.
Like, I'm not surprised by this, because I know you, but if I just saw you, like, walking down the street, I would consider you pretty fashionable. Honestly, like,
like, I just wear, like, jeans and a t-shirt, or, like, leggings and a t-shirt. There's, like, no intention behind it.
I feel leggings are, just in general, like, a staple piece that go with most things.
And that's why I wear them, because I'm thinking
And that's fine. That it works. And, like, I also feel, like, I know your workwear, like, is almost all totally black. But everything seems like it goes together. Like, there are ways that you can buy things. There are, like,
it's
okay,
all black.
Like, listen, you could have, like, there are pieces that just don't go together. And it's like, you, from what I've seen, you don't own those. Like, if you had, like, a fucking, like, peplum top and, like, jeans or, like, like, dress pants, like, that would be a fucking train wreck. But you chose not
to
have that.
Yeah, I think I owned one peplum top. Mm-hmm. And I think I wore it, like, a couple of times, and I was just like, what are you doing? What are you doing
to
yourself?
I don't like that cut, that figure at all. I'm sure there are people who do. I'm sure there are people who feel that they can pull it off, and it's, like, more power to you. But I fucking hate that silhouette. Like, you look like a fucking, I don't know, like a short torso mermaid or something. Like, it looks weird.
I felt like a manatee.
It's a weird look. I think I owned one thing, too, like, years and years ago. And it's, like, I had this really bad habit of, like, buying stuff that I would, like, be questionable on. And then just holding on to it. It's, like, oh, I'll find a place to wear this. And it's, like, no, I never did. And I just had, like, a graveyard of clothes that I never wore because I didn't really like how they looked. Ugh. Yeah, so wasteful. That was, like, my brief stint trying to follow fashion.
Or, like, you talking about, like having to wear, like, clothes that you thought were, like, dorky, like, in middle school and junior high and stuff like that. Like, I, like, felt that way, too. It wasn't because we were wearing uniforms or anything, but it was just because we were poor. And so it was just like I always felt that like whatever was fashionable, like, we weren't getting that. Like, we would shop at, like, the discount racks at Sears or, like, Montgomery Ward's or Kmart. And it was always just like, yeah, I just always felt like they were just not fashionable at all. Like, I remember, this isn't fashionable, but it's just, like, you talking about it reminded me of it. Like, we had, like, a PE uniform we had to change into, mm-hmm. right? And, like, you could buy the PE shorts from school, or you could provide your own blue shorts. Mm-hmm. And my mom decided to go to Kmart and buy me a pair of blue shorts, but it was, like, the wrong shade of blue. So it was just, like, it's, like, that sort of shit, like, now, like, as an adult, it's just, like, who fucking cares, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, I understand, like, my mom thinking, like, it doesn't fucking matter, it's shorts, and they're blue. But, like, to a kid that age, just, like, oh my god, this is mortifying. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone can tell that, like, my parents didn't buy me, like, the school PE shorts. And it was just, like, another, like, I just felt that, like, always everyone could tell that, like, my family didn't have money.
Mm.
It sucked.
I feel like we have the same kind of situation in my school. And I feel like no one bought, like, the shorts. Like, you just had to have the shirt. Mm-hmm. It was, like, a gray shirt where you could write your name in, and fucking no one did that. And green shorts. And I don't think anyone bought the school shorts. I think in high school, like, we were all, like, coming into our adult bodies, and they didn't really have, like, a big enough range for people's lower halves. Mm-hmm. for the variety of sizes of the lower halves at my school. Which didn't make any sense. It's like, you should know, you know, who your student body is.
Right?
But I get that. I felt that way, like, you were talking about, you know, like, your economic situation. I felt that way with book bags. We had a whole thing here, like, a culture of book bags in elementary school, at least. This is, like, 95, 94, or, like, around there. And it's, like, you had to have a JanSport book bag with the little weird piece of, like, cord that was around the zipper to, like, pull it. Or you were a loser. And it's, like, the most...
No, I remember how, like, cool JanSport backpacks were. I didn't own one until college, and I bought it for myself.
And it was, like, the most arbitrary, weird thing. And then people would, like, go out of there. Like, this is why. Like, you should tell your book club people this. Like, this is why we're never going to be just one big happy family. Like, this is just such a weird thing. Like, people would have, like, a purity test, or they would try to figure out if your backpack was legit. And it's like, who the fuck cares? It just carries books.
It just carries books. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, though. Yeah, it was just, like, I remember there was, like, this, like, popular, like, shoe. Like, it was, I don't even, but was it a Nike shoe? I don't even remember. All I know is that it was super popular, and it was also, it was expensive, mm-hmm. right? And so I was able to get, like, this one that kind of looked like it. It was probably, like, Payless shoes or something like that. I don't know. And, like, I remember thinking, like, okay, like, it looks enough like it that it'll, like, you know, it'll be cool. And it wasn't. Like, I just, like, I remember going to school and just, like, immediately having so much regret, because it was just, like, so obvious that, like, I had knockoffs. And it was just, like, very, very much not cool. And so, yeah, it's, like, we're always going to come up with, like, shitty, like, nonsensical ways to be turds to each other.
Yeah. Like, I feel, that's the kind of thing I feel like is just inherent in people. Like, these are fucking children mm-hmm. doing this. It's like, who the fuck? Like, like, someone could have taught them it. Someone could, like, I'm sure they heard it from someone else, but it's like, who's the first person that decided to do that? Like, yeah. In that group. And to add another layer, people would steal the little tabby part off of people's backpacks.
This is ridiculous.
Like, who cares? Something that absolutely means nothing is worth, like, a penny. It's like, why the fuck would you do that? They would steal it and then add it to their backpack, and then you would see people, like, I feel like I'm describing, like, a tribe of, like, little Amazon trophies or something. I guess, like, they would add it to theirs, and they would have this fat wad of cords, like, on their zipper, and it's like, what is wrong?
That's
with
so
you?
Bizarre.
Yeah, it's weird. It's really weird. And if you're one of those kids, you're an asshole. Just so you know.
I think
if you're listening.
It's so weird, like the little, like, school cultures that we have. Is because it's like I mean, we had, like, you know, similar sorts of things, but it wasn't, like, on that. It was, like, you know, like, other ways of oppressing kids. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's just so weird that, like, every single school, like, I'm sure, like, all of our listeners could probably point to, like, something at their school. It's like, oh yeah, like, we had something similar, but it was X.
Yeah. So I'm just writing down
all the different ways people can be assholes.
It's so bizarre. Like, it's just in DNA to just be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so to go on to the next topic, I think a good segue is, like, how I mentioned how I wore, like, clothes that were marketed to men. I feel mm-hmm. like I have, it's like my thing here is talking about, you know, gendered clothes and, like, what does that mean? And I know people like to, like, chorus, oh, clothes have no gender, blah, blah. I was like, if you want to believe that, that's fine. That's fine. Anyone can wear whatever they want. I just feel some clothes are cut in such a way that they accommodate certain body parts that not everybody has. And yeah. Like, I feel like men's clothes are more neutral for the most part. It's like, if you have boobs, you just size up your shirt for the mm-hmm. most part. And pants, too. Like, if you have hips, like, you can't. There's some men's pants you cannot get over your hips and your thighs, because women, for the most part, have bigger thighs and hips and butts than a dude. Like, that's just how it is. And it's like, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not saying the other school of thought is wrong. I just feel like it's really weird that people throw all that out of the window when they have these conversations.
Well, I think, like, I mean, I feel that certainly some people are just choosing to ignore that. But I think that maybe for others, perhaps at the point that they're trying to make ultimately is that, like, if you had a body type that could accommodate clothes that were, you know, meant for a different gender than what you were, then you should be able to wear those clothes without any sort of social repercussions.
Oh, absolutely not. Nope. I mean, you can, like, the point, I feel the point that should be pushed is don't care. Like, there's, mm-hmm. like, no, we are very far, I feel, from being in a position where no one is going to get in your ass about anything. If, like, I feel that's not possible. Even if you have legislation, you want to sanction people, you want to make them social, people are still going to do it because some people are just not going to fucking care. But, mm-hmm. like, you, for your part, should acknowledge that these people are going to be there and just wear whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
But it's just like...
But it just sucks because there are, like, there are these social repercussions that you have to be willing to deal with.
My only issue with that, and people who choose to be more daring with their clothing choices, is just typically when they do it, they look like they're fucking crazy. Like, if you're a male-bodied person, you want to wear a dress, fine. Find a dress that fits you. Find something that's not too tight. Find something that does not have, like, a big... It's not going to leave a big gaping area where titties are supposed to go. Like, find something that, like, just at the bare minimum, like, this is, like, no matter how you dress, make sure the clothes fucking fit you. That's it.
Yeah, at least try as hard as you can to find something that fits you.
Or go get it tailored. Learn to sew. But just, like, people sitting there wearing something that's, like, too tight in the middle. And it's, like, granted, okay, like this is not an excuse to me. Like, if this is your first purchase of, like, quote-unquote woman's clothes or whatever. Oh, I didn't know. It's, like, but you know if something feels like it's too tight. You know if you have to struggle to get in something and you can't zip it. Like, don't mm-hmm. ignore that. That's not how clothes are supposed to fit. You don't see anyone walking around of sound mind, for the most part, with a zipper that's zipped down to their ass because they cannot zip up the back. You know what I mean?
Aren't you, like, worried?
you should
like,
be.
Wearing that, like, I'd be so worried that, like, I would just, like, fall out of it.
It's just, like, what is the thought process of you putting this on and then ignoring how poorly it fits? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know, it's just, that seems, like, really uncomfortable to me. Because, like, I mean, for both of us, like, having a good fit and having it be comfortable is, like,
paramount.
A high priority. Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, like, I don't understand when people ignore that. Like, I just don't understand how they're not so uncomfortable all the time that it's all they can think about.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe they're just uncomfortable and they just take that as part and parcel of the whole package. But it's like, no,
maybe.
Clothes are not supposed to be that uncomfortable. That level of comfort, mm-hmm. no. But, related, like, yesterday, or not yesterday, but last episode, before we recorded, we were talking about the gentleman who likes to wear skirts and high heels to work. And it's like... He gets it right 50% of the time in that he doesn't look like a hooker from the waist down. But that other 50% of the time is like, bro, what are you doing? And I feel like he must have someone helping him. Someone helping him find out what his size is and wearing, like, picking the appropriate size clothes. So, like, kudos for that. But then, like, the other... Imagine if... Like, that black dress I showed you, the black skirt he was wearing. Imagine if that was, mm-hmm. like, one size smaller. And you would just see...
He'd be hanging out.
You would just see ball print. It would just be a fucking wreck.
Well, like, we were talking about also, like, just... Like, the whole business casual sort of environment. Like, the office wear sort of environment. And... how restrictive it is, mm-hmm. and how unfortunate that is. Like I don't necessarily want, like, anyone of any gender to be wearing a skirt so short that I might accidentally see, like, what's their genitals. Like, I like going to work and being, like, having a reasonable assurance that I'm not going to see anyone's genitals. Mm-hmm. So, like, I appreciate, like, having at least enough coverage to deal with that. But it's also, it's, like, weird, like, what, like beyond that, what is and isn't appropriate for people to show. Like we were talking about how like someone assigned female at birth could like go into a meeting and like be wearing like a sleeveless shirt and sandals, and that's totally appropriate. But like a guy going in and wearing a sleeveless shirt and sandals, it'd be like, are you going to the beach? Like, mm-hmm. like how dare you like show like your upper arms or your shoulders, and like we can see your toes. And it's just like, it's so bizarre, because it's like, on the one hand, I like feel very much like, no, like they should be able to wear sleeveless shirts and sandals. Like, it's hot, you know, like it's summer, like they want to be able to have, you know, wear something breezy too. But on the other hand, like if we were still working in the office, like if I walked into a meeting and some guy was rocking that outfit, I'd be like, what? So it's like, I'm part of the problem.
I think it's worth pointing out, like, when she described that outfit, like, what were you, as the listener, picturing in your head? Like, probably, like, a champion, athletic-y looking tank top, and, like, some weird flip-flops, or, like, some Birkenstock sandals or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's the problem. It's like, there's nothing that men can wear that is, like, business right. casual, and also hits those two markers. And it's just like, mm-hmm. why? It's really weird.
It's like business casual attire for men, I feel, is so incredibly boring. Like, it's just, I mean, certainly, like, you see, like, some guys, they, like, introduce maybe some different colors or, like, some patterns. Like, there's this one guy that I work with, and he always had, like, socks with like bright patterns or colors on or something like that. He always had like this pocket square that was like a really cool splash of color.
That sounds sharp.
His suits were always very well tailored. Like he was a sharp dresser, but at the end of the day, like it was always like it still always had to be like the same kinds of pieces, you know, where it was like it's always like the slacks and the shirt and the tie and the jackets. And mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, you could introduce like some subtle different patterns and different colors, but at the end of the day, that's all that it is. And I just feel that like people who wear women's clothes, like it's just, you have so many more options. And it's unfortunate that people who wear men's clothes don't have those options.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's bizarre. It's like someone needs to figure out a middle ground. Like someone needs to find something that's not that, but it's also not an athletic tank top. Like,
right?
Like it's been so long. Why has no one worked on this? And like, don't play. If you're a dude, you know you want to wear something like comfortable and also looks nice in several settings. Don't play.
Yeah, and like especially like in the summer, it's like I would think that a lot of guys would want to wear something a little bit more breezy, not as heavy, like not as oppressive. Like it would be nice to be able to like expose a bit more skin.
Yeah. It's like the only alternative, and I see a lot of dudes like here of a certain background, they like wear, it was like what I was doing, they wear a button-up shirt and then they just don't button it, or they leave it unbuttoned to like right before their belly button. And mm-hmm. it's like, you definitely can't go to work like that.
No.
Like, that's a brunch look. that's a fucking around in, like, Brooklyn look. It only works in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's like, it's that, or it's a t-shirt, or it's a sporty tank top, and then that's it. It's like, dudes so have to sad. Look like they're always, like, either mean business, or they are about to go, like, I don't know, to push up somewhere.
Play.
Yeah, essentially. It's weird. It's very bizarre.
Mm-hmm. That being said, like, I do, like, tend to appreciate more, like, because I, you know, like I mentioned before, like, I'm a jeans or leggings and t-shirt sort of girl. Like, I enjoy that most of all. And, like, usually, like, t-shirts that are, like, designed for women Like they sometimes are like translucent, or they're like too short, or they're like just like cut weird. Like it's just like I don't particularly enjoy them a lot of the times. So I do prefer t-shirts designed for men.
I like unisex t-shirt because like the women's shirt, yeah, they come in like fitted or something, and it's supposed to like nip in at your waist, and it's just like that's not comfortable.
No.
Who's squeaking?
Gigi.
I'm just thinking about my own personal, like, fashion phases. I remember there was, like, 2 years where all I would wear, like, to work was, like, men's V-neck shirts.
Hey, that sounds nice.
Like, V-neck t-shirts. I had, like, several in different, like, they were exact same brand, just different colors.
Do you feel that you had any sort of, like, fashion phases? Like, other than your V-neck t-shirts. But, like, I mean, you know, it was, like, people dress like hippies, or they dress like emo kids, or whatever. Like, do you feel that you ever subscribe to anything like that?
Absolutely not. Simply because I couldn't. Simply because of the dearth of options when it came to finding clothes. It's like, I had the V-neck shirt phase, and I had the graphic t-shirt phase, and then that was pretty much it. Anything, like, when I got tired of those, it was just like, okay, I'm just gonna wear whatever the fuck will fit me, and doesn't make me feel too vulnerable and exposed.
I had a goth phase.
What was that like?
Kind of like my current clothes. I wore a lot of black.
Just black.
Yeah.
Did you do, like, makeup? Like, gothy makeup? Emo-y makeup?
No, because it's, like, I didn't wear a whole lot of makeup when I was younger. Like, I mean, it cost money. And I don't know. I just always felt like I couldn't really pull it off.
I mean, goth, was it mostly just, like, heavy, dark eyeshadow for a while?
Yeah, but I always thought I looked stupid with it.
So, 75% goth phase.
Yeah.
Closing. Wouldn't you consider your past music choices, like, your favorites, like, kind of gothy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you had the music, and you had the clothes, you just didn't have the makeup. You didn't have the hair either, right?
No. I mean, I dyed my hair, like, a kind of really dark red sometimes. So I feel maybe that kind of approaches it.
Did you, like...
Hi, Gigi.
What, she want attention?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi.
You're so cute.
All right, so I will... Let's wrap up so you can go give her some attention and I can eat food. But, I feel... More so than clothes and intention, what makes someone fashionable to me? Or, like, I'll say, like, I'll say not fashionable. Let me say what makes me take notice of someone's outfit is the lack of caring they seem to have about it. It's like, okay, these clothes are on me. They look all right. Let's keep it moving. Like, they don't seem like they're self-conscious. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a level of, I guess you could call it confidence, the appearance of confidence, put it that way.
It's like effortless.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they're not thinking about it. They're not constantly messing with their hair. They're not constantly looking at a makeup mirror or what have you. Mm-hmm. It's like they put their clothes on, they knew it looked good, and they just kept going. Like, they're done.
I think that usually what I find the most aesthetically pleasing are people using, like, just, like, neat patterns, I guess, maybe. Mm. Or, like, interesting uses of color.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, like, more on, like, the... I guess it's stuff that, like, if I felt that I could, like, look good, like, if I, like, it's aspirational. It's, like, stuff like, wow, like, they're using, like, pattern and color in, like, such an interesting way. Like, I wish I could pull that off sort of thing.
Mm. I mean, that's one of them things. You give it a shot. You can introduce it slowly. You can have your whole black outfit and then just have, like, pattern leggings or something. Or pattern, like,
no.
Why not? That's such a non-committal piece. Huh? And it's, like, it's down low, so you don't even gotta look at it that much.
Huh.
Why? It just says aspirational. Whatever. I personally, I don't like patterns. I don't know. I don't like them on myself, either. I just feel like they're too busy.
I mean, they certainly can be too busy.
I
don't like the ones that are, like, too, like, all over the place.
Mm-hmm. I like simple ones. Like, I guess, like, maybe an argyle or, like, a plaid. But, like, that's where I stop. I'm better at picking, like, patterns and just in general clothes for other people than I am for myself.
I don't think I'm good for myself or for other people.
Why?
I just don't think I have a good eye for it.
What's the eye for it?
I don't know. I just don't have it.
You don't know how you know.
I can tell when other people have it. I know that I don't have it.
That's why I say that.
Well, I mean, that's a fine argument. It just doesn't counter what I said.
I don't know. I feel, just try it. It's not like it's going to mark you for the rest of your life if you wear, like, an unflattering pattern or color or whatever, like, one time.
Oh, believe me, I've worn things like that plenty of times. That's why I've decided to, like, just try to go with some, like, solid staples. Mm. So, like, my ultimate fashion aspiration and icon is Dr. Bell.
How does he dress?
Because he has the same blue t-shirt that's obviously out of a package. Because sometimes, like, he wears a new one and you can see the creases where it came out of the package because mm-hmm. it was folded. Same blue t-shirt. He has the same corduroy pants that at one point were black but have since faded to, like, a weird brown Jesus. Color. And a red windbreaker when it's chilly.
How old is Dr. Bell?
I don't know. He's, like, in his 60s or 70s or something. Mm.
You want
to
dress like...
I mean, you never have to think about it. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's like, you never have to imagine, like, well, what am I going to wear today? God, what am I going to wear? It's like, no, I know exactly what I'm going to wear. It's the same thing I've worn literally every single day of my life.
I mean, honestly, that's my goal too, but not to that level. I would have more than one pair of corduroy pants so that you would know that they were black.
You would have, like, a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday outfit or something.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday...
Mm-hmm.
So they would not be brown. They would be black. But, like, this year, since I haven't really been going anywhere, that's pretty much how I've been dressing. Like, it's too hot right now, and on cooler days I wear it, but it's, like, leggings, cut-off shirt, that's it. that's what I wear, and I'm very comfortable in it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll if I know that I'm going to be in a meeting where, like, people who, like, maybe on the outside or something like that are going to see me, that I might wear a nicer shirt. But yeah, it's just, it's leggings, or since it's been hot in the summer, these linen shorts and a t-shirt. It's amazing. It's glorious.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I don't want to go back to the office because I don't want to dress in office wear anymore.
You just got to find the office wear equivalent of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Find a shirt that you really like and a pair of pants that you really like, or skirt or something, and then just buy, like, 10 of them.
Yeah.
And just wear that. Because, I mean, like, it's just, it's work. Who's gonna care? Who's gonna care if you wore something similar, like, earlier in the week? Who's gonna say something?
I'm sure someone would care, but I don't care that they care. Mm.
And that's fashion. Full circle. All right, so I think that's a good point to go out on.
Okay.
So, all right, I'll record an ending, I guess, later. Okay.
You've just listened to We're Disappointed. Intro music is Feels Bad by Strong Suit. Outro music is Decisions by Dream Heaven. You can find them on the Free Music Archive and Pixabay. If you have something that disappoints you, you can send us a line at We're Disappointed on Twitter and Instagram, or our website at WeareDisappointed.com, and we can be disappointed together in future shows. Thanks for listening.